Hired an outside expert. We got every single data point for every patient born in my practice. 2,700 variably vaccinated, 560 some unvaccinated, and we age matched them and compared them. And this is what we found. This should go on t-shirts. I'm just not organized enough to do it. But you'll see vaccinated in orange, blue are the unvaccinated kids, and it speaks for itself. At doctorsandscience.com, all the slides I'm presenting here are available, so don't worry about trying to catch them all on pictures. But here we go. We're going to go fast because I only have 15 minutes. I want you to see these slides. Here's asthma, blue line unvaccinated, yellow vaccinated, allergic rhinitis, eczema, sinusitis, gastroenteritis, respiratory infections, otitis media, conjunctivitis, those are eye infections. Wait a minute, I thought vaccines prevented infections. What's going on here? Vaccines shift the immune system to allergy and autoimmunity, and you have more and more infections of other kinds. Here's other infections. Here's breathing issues. Here's behavioral issues. ADD, ADHD. There was none in the unvaccinated patients for 10 years in my practice. That's unbelievable, folks. So what was the response of the medical board to this landmark study? They yanked my license. I want to tell you something. You'll hear, association does not mean causation. Have you heard that? That's the reason your story of your vaccine-injured child doesn't count. It was just a coincidence. It's not a coincidence if we have multiple other studies and we have a mechanism of action. I've already explained the aluminum mechanism. There's another mechanism of too many vaccines too soon causes immune activation, which causes problems. So here's some other studies. This was the Mawson study. If you see the little white unvaccinated child relative to that child, the vaccinated kids had twice as much chronic illness, three times as much eczema, four times as much neurodevelopmental autism, ADD, learning disabilities, and 30 times as much allergies. Published study, peer-reviewed,